This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
That's the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Jones, Rich McFadden. We're all here to discuss what's going on at the end of this first week. It's actually the chart from Talkers Magazine for the week of December 31st. So January 4th, all of the things that have gone on as the 116th Congress begins, the border wall battle, all of that sort of thing, welcoming in the most diverse Congress in history, a lot of conversations about that. Jennifer Horn, in addition to being on the DJV program, hosts a morning show on KRLA in Los Angeles every day, and it's much more a political show than what we do on the DJV program. So she develops an expertise. She's always had it. One of the things I've respected about her over the years as a broadcaster, she's been with me 18, how long? 17?
18 years. No, let's not age us. I think it's 12 years.
Oh, is that? I thought it was longer than that.
Feels like a lifetime, though. That had that impact on people.
Yeah,
with
right.
The a year, it feels like five. It's like 5 years.
All right, so we have, as part of the overview here, the stories, a lot of them, the top 10, at least half of them, have to do with what's going on. Actually, the top seven are all about what's the president's deal and the things going on in Washington, the new Congress, blah, 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 which supposedly is the most diverse Congress in history, broken a lot of barriers, Jennifer, on representation, the largest number of female members, 100 women now in the House, the Black Caucus, Hispanic caucus, more members than ever. Same is true as Asian Americans have become more of a factor. Even Pacific Islanders, which I find interesting. So what do you make of things as we get started with the number one item this week, the 116th Congress and Nancy Pelosi becoming the speaker? How many Democrats went back on their word when they were running back in November? They said, well, I'll never vote for Nancy Pelosi to be the Speaker of the House. That's an outrage. And yet they all caved.
Their first campaign promise broken. Isn't it sweet? Just one minute into their service in the House.
Right. Yeah.
You know, I don't think it was a surprise. Nancy Pelosi is a powerful politician still. For no matter what you have to say about her, she knows how to have political longevity. That's for sure. Her career shows that. She's broken a lot of ceilings. So I don't think it was a surprise she became Speaker of the House. I don't think it was a surprise that some Democrats went back on their campaign promise not to support her. There were 15.
It's a great way to get into Congress, but fit right in with the rest of them.
That's right.
The first thing you do is break your campaign promises. Those two, the young woman that ran from New York, I'm never going to vote for her. Cortez is her name, the woman from Boston.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez,
yeah.
Right.
We're not voting for her. That's the first thing they do. The two of them become phony
politicians. People groaned, actually, when she cast her vote because it had become such a big deal she wouldn't vote for her that when she did, it seemed a bit trite. But in any case, a couple of themes, I think, for the Congress moving forward into the next couple of years. One, yes, diversity is great. And I love, as a woman, to wake up in this country and know that if I felt like it, I could run for office. I love the fact that minority groups can wake up in this country and if they feel like it's something that they're called to do, they can run for office. I just think that sometimes we can't lose sight in terms of encouraging diversity. It's what we should do. It's who we are as a country. But I think that should never top people's qualifications or their readiness for office. So I would say, yes, I celebrate the diversity of Congress. It makes it's the reason that I love this country so much, because we all have the opportunity to run if we're called to do that. I just don't think it should be prioritized before qualifications. Not meaning that some of the people there are not qualified, but you know what I'm getting at.
Yeah,
I think it just to have diversity itself, I guess, would be my thought. But I think theme number two for this Congress is going to be investigations. We already know that there are about 100 investigations that are being filed today as we speak in the first week that Congress is in session against President Trump. And, in fact, Brad Sherman, a representative from California, already refiled articles of impeachment that he had filed in 2017. He refiled them on his first day sworn in on Thursday in the Congress. I think the thing that Democrats are going to have to be careful of is in their mission to resist President Trump, they're going to have to show the American people some action. They're going to have to also propose counter solutions to some of the things that Trump is talking about. If they can't do that, I think it'll be a short-lived majority, because I think the American people are on to resist. I think they want change. I think they like checks and balances. And I think that the American people are most comfortable with the government as it is today. But it can't just be investigation. It has to actually be action, too. So we'll see if they're able to step up to the challenge.
Yep. All right. So that's that story from Jennifer's side. Rich McFadden is in Washington at Radio America, breathes the air. Jennifer's in Los Angeles, so she's not breathing so much of the air. Richie, how have you noticed things different? Is the air different now the Democrats are in charge?
The air's not different, but I will say K Street's probably seen some moving trucks in and out this past couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. It's funny, I know a couple of lobbyists, and they're talking about the change of, I know a guy who lost a contract with a major defense corporation because now he doesn't have the connections that they need. They need access to Nancy Pelosi and her crew, and he has access to, the other side. And so he's out, and they bring in another corporation, and they start the same old game just on the other side of the street.
See, isn't that really interesting to know the behind the scenes? Thank you for that. That's very informative in terms of what the average person knows or doesn't know about the workings of Washington. Victoria Jones is also with us from the D.C. Radio Company, and because she's been on Capitol Hill for a long time, reporting at the White House, et cetera, what do you glean from all this action? Is it much ado about nothing, Pelosi and the 116th Congress? Are we just going to go back to the same ho-hum stuff?
Well, there will be some of the same ho-hum stuff, yes, definitely. But some of it's going to be different. I mean, it's a much younger Democratic caucus. That's going to make a difference. I mean, some of these people are going to want different things. They have different interests. They're going to be more tech savvy for interests. That is new. You're going to see a much more diverse Congress, and you're going to see more women in Congress. Why does that matter? It matters because when you have people from different backgrounds, they bring different interests in terms of legislation, and they bring different perspectives. When you have people who have different perspectives on things, they bring new ideas. Now, whether those make it into legislation or not, it certainly means that if you're watching C-SPAN or any of the cable networks and you're seeing things reported, you're likely to hear, particularly C-SPAN, which I know a number of our listeners do, you're going to hear things in debate that's like, oh, this is a thought starter. I never heard that perspective before. And that makes it interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. I want to talk about a couple of these swearing-in ceremonies as we continue. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Jones is here. Rich McFadden is here. I'm Doug Steffen. It's time for us now to think about we're thinking about a lot of other things. How about your teeth? How about your looks? The advanced teeth whitening system that I've been talking about off and on for 8 years, Power Swabs, is back in my focus and ought to be back in your focus. Groundbreaking, it's not really technology, it's a combination of things, the elements that are in this patented tooth product. It's a natural, all-natural, holistic detergent, whitening agent. That's what lightens up your teeth. Gets rid of the stain starting in 5 minutes. You snap the tube, swab your teeth, and smile, and the coffee, tea, smoking stains that have become part of what you look like will start to disappear. Do it every 5, 6, 7 days, and by the time you've finished the first 10, 12 weeks, your teeth will look amazingly different. It doesn't hurt, it's not expensive, and it really does work. Power Swabs removes stains on natural teeth as well as the same kind of stains from caps. If you got veneers, you're encouraged to try Power Swabs. And the great thing about this deal is that it's half price using the code DJV when you call an order at 800-208-1797. That's 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard about it through the DJV connection. 50% off the retail price of Power Swabs. Clean those beautiful teeth of yours. Make them the way you want to have them. You want to be proud of your smile and your teeth? You can do it by using Power Swabs. Get them now at half price at 800-208-1797.
Hi, folks. It's a holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So get the tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
Before I started taking this Balance of Nature, I had no energy. Since I've been taking this Balance of Nature, I have had the energy, and I just thank God. It's really been a blessing to me. Even my eyesight seems to be better because my other glasses I couldn't wear. It wasn't strong enough. But when I put the other glasses on, the one that was kind of weak, I could see so clear out of them. I said, what is this?
What are you waiting for? Good health is only a phone call away. Don't miss your opportunity to get a free month's supply of Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code DJV.
All right, the Talk Radio Review with Richie, Victoria, and Jennifer, and Doug. I'm looking at a picture of Senator Kristen Sinema, the Democrat that got sworn in on a copy of the Constitution rather than on a Bible. Is that significant? Does it make a difference? What do we know about her? Jennifer, what's the trail on her?
Well, it was a really hot race in Arizona. This was to replace Jeff Flake, and it was not called for a long time, a couple weeks at least, after Election Day. She was running against Martha McSally, who, interestingly enough, also became a senator yesterday. How you ask? Well, she replaced John Kyle, who replaced John McCain in Arizona. So one of the things that I guess is most notable, at least in the news media, is that she's the first bisexual woman to become a member of the Senate.
Talking about Kristen Sinema or Martha McSally?
Yes, Kristen Sinema. Sorry,
I got that category covered.
How did we get Martha McSally in there when she lost to Sinema? Was she appointed?
It was an appointment. So after John McCain died, they appointed John Kyle, who became a senator who resigned on the last day of the year because he said he'd only be there for the end of the year, essentially, to fill the gap. And then Martha McSally was appointed by the governor of Arizona to take the
place. A regular term? Is it a 6-year term?
I think McCain's up for re-election in McCain's seat. Is it? It might be 2020, or she might have two. She's got a few years to sink in.
So, now the other new senator that's making noise is Mitt Romney because he took a shot at Trump. What's that going to do for him?
Mitt Romney, I don't think it's going to do much with the Republican Party. I think the Republican Party's made it pretty clear that they thought it was a dumb move. I've always said I think each party, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, Green Party, there's room for multiple opinions, but you have to ask about the context of the government shutdown if this was appropriate for Mitt to do.
Right. That's number three this week on the countdown, 21 after the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Roundup, Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen, Victoria Jones here from the D.C. Radio Company. Rich McFadden from Radio America. We're discussing the charts from Talkers Magazine, where you find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, all the info about what's going on, the research done by the folks at Talkers, listening to talk radio stations, programs, hosts around the country to come up with this list. I think I'll go through the list, actually. We started with the number one and two and three items, that is the Congress. We didn't spend much time on the border wall. We'll talk about that in the government shutdown because they're kind of together. Mitt Romney is number three. Starting at 10 and moving backwards, though, on the sports side of things, it seems like we just started talking, Richie, about the NFL season beginning, and now we're into the playoffs already, and the Super Bowl is, what, 5 weeks away? That's all, right?
Yeah.
5 weeks away. And a bad halftime show for Maroon 5.
That's not going to be great.
Yeah. No.
My fantasy football season ended abruptly, too. So
really?
And, you know, being a Redskins fan, and once your fantasy team's out, football's over.
Over.
So I root for the Saints, and that's all I got now.
All right. Victoria, are you a football fan at all? What do you think about the Washington team?
Well, I'm a football fan, but I'm speaking a different language now.
Different kind of football. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's keep moving. And number nine, stock market activity. I was about to say, you foolish people who pay attention to the ups and downs on a daily basis, you got to have rocks in your head. Just sit it out. You're going to do fine. And it isn't really that bad as the news media makes it to be. Anyway, number eight.
Can I jump in on number nine?
Yeah, you can. Sure.
Because we've also got the China-U.S. trade war.
Yeah.
And to that, we should add that American citizens living in China have had an ominous travel advisory from the State Department saying level two, exercise increased caution, because there is now arbitrary enforcement of local laws as well as special restrictions on dual U.S. Chinese nationals. Now, some American citizens are being prohibited from leaving China by using exit bans, sometimes keeping American citizens in China for years.
Mm-hmm. What about the business interests of people who are Americans that are in fields that are important for the Chinese economy, like the automobile industry? What are they doing with the likes of them?
Well, I mean, you know, they have considerable power to basically exercise their will. They have a lot of laws that they can exercise, both local laws that they can put in force, and now they've got these exit bans that they are exercising, and people who are traveling there or who are living there should, according to the State Department, be cautious.
Yeah, be careful. Remember when I went to China, Richie, and the way I was treated like some kind of a star. I was invited. The Chinese government paid for my trip over there.
And they put the shiny special veneer on it for you to make it all look pretty and special.
But did you say Chinese? The shiny?
No, shiny.
Shiny. It sounded like Chinese. It was
did
very clever.
Didn't it?
Might as well. Hey, let me tell you something. If we wanted to, we could put the smack down on their economy, but it would hurt us as well. So there's just, you know, you can't go on playing these games.
Meanwhile, Americans, as Victoria suggested, stay the heck out of China. 28 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Review with much more to come.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Talking to reporters in the Rose Garden following an unsuccessful meeting with top Democrats, President Donald Trump said he could declare a national emergency to get the $5.6 billion he wants for a border wall. Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal told CNN there's no basis for that.
There is no evidence either of a national emergency based on terrorist threat or drug importation that would justify that kind of claim.
Asked by reporters about federal workers who aren't being paid, President Trump had this to say.
This really does have a higher purpose than next week's pay. And the people that won't get next week's pay or the following week's pay, I think if you ever really looked at those people, I think they'd say, Mr. President, keep going. This is far more important.
The American Federation of Government Employees, the largest federal employee union with more than 700,000 members, has sued the government over the shutdown. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Roundup. The charts from Talkers Magazine for the week of the 31st of December through the first Friday in January. I'm Doug Steffen, here with Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company, Rich McFadden from Radio America. And the focus on the top 10, we sort of started at the top, and now we're at the bottom. I guess we're halfway through here in a sense. The fact that, we have a couple of space stories at number 8. The New Horizons mission, looking at that planet, I think that has been out there for, 8 years, 10 years? And now it's seen this planet that's way beyond our solar system. And then the news that Chinese have sent a spaceship to the other side of the moon. And what that means, there are a lot of people who are trying to interpret this. This is the problem with the interpretive media that we have these days instead of the news media. I call it the interpretive media because people, this is what this means. How do you know what it means? The Chinese want to use the moon for military purposes. I think you can reasonably assume that that might be their motivation, because they're not exactly big in the research department. But, you know, what is... an astrologer friend of mine, Rich, he said, what this means is that the new moon is now in Capricorn. And the Chinese are... somebody wanted to study the beginning, you know, the origins of a country can be done astrologically, same as a person. Like, we have an interesting astrology for America, born on July 4th, 1776. So we'd go back to 1948, when the current Chinese government was put into place by Mao Zedong, and then we'd see what this meant, the moon landing.
Or you think the Chinese astronauts are up there on the moon with one of those placemats from the Chinese restaurant, looking at the astrology signs around it, trying to read and see what it means?
No. It's the year of the dog.
It's the year of the rat.
The year of the rat. Right. Exactly. All right, so anyway.
No. All you got to do is listen to Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon, man.
That's right.
And it will all be explained.
All right.
That's right.
I didn't think about that. I should have thought about that. Number seven, the president appears in the briefing room, and one of the reporters said, "Why are you here?" So that was kind of impertinent. All right, Victoria, you can take that one because you're the briefing room expert here.
Well, yes, it was kind of interesting. Well, first of all, it was highly unusual to have a briefing at all, so that was exciting. And then the president came, which was even more exciting, and he brought these Border Patrol guys who were sort of like, you know, Larry, all who had bullet heads.
Are you suggesting instead of Larry, Moe, and Curly, is that why you're...
Well, nobody was curly because they were all bald, and that was basically the Twitter conversation, which was sort
that
of
was funny.
It was very, very funny, and it, so that sort of became the story. The immediate story was like, why did he pick three guys who all look the same? And that it was very funny. But he was there for two reasons. One, to talk about getting his wall and to get these guys to talk about it also. And two, and this is analysis, honestly, to take away the news cycle from Nancy Pelosi. Of course.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a smart move on his part, and it was not entirely successful.
Why do you say that? Why do you say it wasn't entirely?
Because now this is, and this goes to one of the other stories on the countdown, because we are facing a very interesting year. Because for the first year in President Trump's presidency, he is not going to be the only story. He is going to be a large, large part of the story, but he is going to have to share the story with the Speaker of the House and the democratically controlled House. And so he's looking at a different way not doing things, because he will continue to do things the way he does things, but he's looking at a different news cycle. And so he is going to, I think, up his game if that's possible, in terms of owning the news. And this is going to be very interesting, because remember, President Trump is all about promotion, if you look at The Art of the Deal and his other books, and owning the story. And this is going to be really fascinating. It's going to be a ride, folks.
All right. So let's keep the Trumpster in the focus here, and the wall. Actually, the border wall, as we said before, is number two this week on the overview. Somebody posted on Facebook that I saw, and I thought this was worthy at least of a comment, because it sort of speaks to the sentiment of a lot of people, and I'm not sure exactly where I fit on this, but I am not happy about the illegals that are committing crimes here. I'm also not happy about the illegals that are taking jobs from American workers, especially on the farm. I thought it was interesting, as part of the farm bill, a lot of people have not been talking about this because they don't understand, they don't care about what's going on in agriculture, even though this doesn't really, this fits into a general discussion about welfare. Now requirement in the food, the farm bill, that in order to get food stamps, you have to prove that you can't work. Everybody from 18 to 49 who's able-bodied will no longer get food stamps. I thought that was a brilliant, nobody's talking about it. It's going to save millions, billions of dollars, because of all the people, the phony balonies that are out on disability, or they've got a bad this or a bad that, and they also claim to have. I saw, actually.
Do you know why that those are tied together?
What, the food?
Why do you think that food stamps and the farm bill would be connected?
Because the Agriculture Department administers the food stamp. operation.
Why is that?
SAP program. That's a very good question. None of the farmers can figure that out. Well, you can.
I'll tell you why. Because in the 60s, I guess it was, the late 50s, when they went to, when the Democrats came to the Republicans and said, we want to create this food stamp program, the Republicans said, okay, no problem. We want to give benefits to farmers. If you give us the benefits for farmers that we want and the subsidies for farmers that we want, we'll give you your food stamps program. So the deal was made and all the legislation was done together. That's why your food stamps are tied into your agriculture.
That's very interesting to know. Thank you. That's good to know. And you know what it's become? It's so bastardized now. It's become the farmers aren't really getting the benefit out of the food, out of the farm bill. It's the big ag corporations that were
That's
around
the way
a smaller company.
Yep,
exactly.
Right.
$643 billion going down a rat hole. There aren't any, there isn't one penny of that money that went to big ag that was necessary. In fact, it's an outrage that taxpayers should be spending money when so many American family farmers are on the brink of disaster.
Well, it goes to the couple of huge farm and manufacturing companies, and that's it.
Yeah, right, exactly. So anyway, the reason that I brought this up, other than to explain what was going on with food stamps, there is this posting just grabbed my attention. The read is, when did the U.S. Congress get elected to represent illegal aliens as opposed to representing American citizens? I'm confused. Something to be said for that. Why?
Yeah.
There shouldn't be any constituency at all for the illegals. Should there be? Why is there a constituency at all? Why do people in California want sanctuary cities to help these people? What's the motivation behind that? You want to take a shot at that, Victoria?
Not taking a shot in any direction, actually, at all. But I do think that the sanctuary cities are simply saying, you know, look, we are not going to do one person, you know, one agency's job for them, and we are going to provide assistance for human beings, is what they're saying. That's what they say. So that's their position, and it's a very controversial one.
Yeah, well, it very much is controversial. No question about that. All right, we continue with our look. Few more stories in the focus as we have time here on the Talk Radio Review. Speaking of time, 44 after the hour. Now, attention could be directed, maybe should be directed, depending on how you're feeling. If you're like me and most of the other people in the country, we've gained weight over the last 4 or 5 weeks, and some of it has the opportunity to go away quickly, and some of it doesn't have the opportunity because it's stuck. You've got food and things that are not good, shouldn't be stuck in your colon, stuck there, that need to be, shall we say, moved out. And the best way, the most positive way of doing that is to use Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea, that'll help you lose weight, but it really cleans out your colon, your stomach, your innards. There are parasites that are in there from some of the food that you've eaten, especially if it hasn't been cooked properly, that sort of thing. It helps clean fluoride out of your body, and that certainly is something that's important. You shouldn't have any fluoride, shouldn't have be using fluoride toothpaste, shouldn't be drinking fluoride in the water. It's just, it collects in your system, and it causes all kinds of problems as you age. So if you go to GetTheTea.com, that's the website to order Life Change Tea, GetTheTea.com, visit the website, look around and see some of the awesome supplements that they have. GetTheTea.com, the website for Life Change Tea, which will in fact cleanse your body and change your life. On the people list at the talkers.com website, you'll find these lists every week published there. The people, I don't know if there's any real surprise here. Bernie Sanders, number 10, he's running, as is Elizabeth Warren. She's on the list. Vladimir Putin's on the list. Mitt Romney's on the list. Kim Jong-un is on the list. Bob Mueller is on the list. Chuck Schumer, Mitch McConnell, Nancy Pelosi, actually number 2. First time we've seen her name that far up on the list, for obvious reasons, because she's the new Democratic leader. What will that hold and foretell for the presidency of Donald Trump? Well, he's number one. He gets the bully pulpit. He's going to get more exposure than anybody else. So does he come out on top because of that? I would venture a guess that this year we'll see Donald Trump at the top of the people list pretty much every week. That's it. That's our overview. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Griebel.
A woman in Austin, Texas, tripped over a toddler who was running inside a furniture store, and she broke her ankle. She sued the store owners, claiming they had created an unsafe environment for their customers. A jury agreed with her, ruled against the store, and awarded the woman $80,000 in damages. Everyone watching the case was shocked by the outcome because the toddler was her own son. That jury should have looked through the lens of liberty and recognized that the store was not at fault. She was. America was founded on the simple principle that ordinary people can govern themselves, but that requires personal responsibility. Accidents happen, but instead of blaming others and filing lawsuits, we ought to just watch where we're going, and more importantly, put a stop to these frivolous lawsuits.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Taking Viagra for ED, some great news from Marley Drug. You can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20-milligram pills for just $2 a tablet. That's a savings of $40 a dose. Marley Drug, North Carolina pharmacy, delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. Avoid growing prescription copays and uncomfortable pharmacy visits. Purchase Sildenafil now. Call 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310. Again, 800-601-0310.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. In clinical trials, Prevagen has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, Doug Steffen here with a list, the charts, if you will, for the first week of January. Number 10 on the story list is what's going on in the world of sports talk radio, more focused on the NFL playoffs than anything else. Number 9, activity on the stock market and business talk radio. Number 8, the Chinese landing on the moon and our NASA mission to the planet that's way beyond the outskirts of our solar system. Number 7, the appearance of the president in the briefing room during the week. Number 6, the Kim Jong-un speech. Elizabeth Warren, number 5, and her candidacy for the presidency. Number 4, troop withdrawal from Syria. Number 3, Mitt Romney attacks the president. The border wall and the shutdown. Number 2, and Congress begins, the new Congress. Number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, meanwhile, back at the ranch here on the Talk Radio Review, the withdrawal from Syria, the strategy in Iraq is number 4. Getting troops out of Iraq and Afghanistan. I'm very sympathetic to this. I have been for years and years. Richie, you've heard me talk about this and how much money we've wasted when George Bush got us into Iraq in 2003. It started. Since then, we spent $7 trillion, lost hundreds of thousands of Americans, either to death or destruction, their lives ruined for nothing. And it so annoys me. I'm not a good person to talk about this because I'm not objective at all. So in terms of the withdrawal schedule, Lindsey Graham, apparently, Victoria, had quite an influence in his meeting with Trump last week. Yeah?
Well, yes. And Lindsey Graham is extremely knowledgeable. He's a former JAG officer in the Air Force. He's very knowledgeable on military affairs. And he was able, so far, to influence the president on a slowdown of the troop withdrawal in Syria by explaining to him, among other things, who the Kurds are, how they have been doing this fighting for us, and how they will be killed by the Turks if we speed up our withdrawal. How the Turks have flat out said, we will kill them in the ditches they have built for their own defense. So he's apparently done that. Now, bear in mind, this could change, but that's the status at the moment.
Yep. All right, there it is, our overview. Victoria, Richie, Doug at 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now, Tech Talk time, and a review of the top five items from this past week, first week of January 2019. Lots of activity in the world of transferable information when it comes to technology. Starting out with number five, going to number one, Victoria Keelan, with a focus on whole foods, which is really Amazon. That's why it's a tech story, yeah?
Yep, and their Prime Now app, which is separate from the Whole Foods app and separate from Amazon's app, is really the focus of this. And so Prime Now is going to be, they're hooking up, that's their two-hour delivery program, just in case anyone doesn't know that. And so now Whole Foods is expanding their stores into suburbs and other regions across the U.S. at a pretty rapid pace, which is great news for the Prime Now app, because that's, you need to have a store nearby in order to get the two-hour delivery. So right now they're looking in Idaho, Wyoming, and southern Utah have already been scouted as potential retail spaces, and these spaces are actually going to be about 2,000 square feet larger than the average Whole Foods store. And the reason for that is because they really hope that more people will start using the Prime Now app, and so they'll have a separate space within the Whole Foods store that's just going to be for deliveries. So it's they're keeping up with Target and Walmart and all the other stores that now are doing more and more delivery services.
Number four, on our list of the top five, focus on hackers. I think this is a despicable and very important thing for folks to know. If you haven't heard the story, listen up.
This is absolutely despicable. The hackers who stole the episodes of Orange is the New Black and then released them, that group is called the Dark Overlord, and they claim now, their next big thing, is that they claim to have stolen 18,000 documents that are insurance forms related to the 9/11 attacks. And so they have threatened to release these files, claiming that there are quote-unquote answers to the 9/11 attack conspiracies, and so they are threatening Lloyd's of London, Hiscox Syndicates, and Silverstein Properties, among other insurance companies. And they want, of course, a ransom. They want Bitcoin. They want a lot of money. And they're claiming that they are going to blackmail people whose names are involved in these insurance claims. It's a horrible, horrible, despicable is the best word. It's just absolutely horrendous. So right now, the UK and US law enforcement have been getting involved with this. They're working with the insurance companies to try to figure out if this hack is legitimate, if the ransom is legitimate, if they actually have these documents. And just the thought of having the families have to go through something like this, you know, 20 years later, it's just horrific.
Yep. Number three, Windows, Microsoft. This is, again, very important for those of us who have Windows 10 and don't like it.
Yeah, Windows 10 actually is now the world's most prominent desktop operating system. And so it finally beat out its own Windows 7 in the market share. And the problem, though, with Windows 10, like you said, Doug, you're not really liking it. I've done some digging this week, and apparently a lot of people don't like Windows 10. And they find it to be very clunky and a little bit confusing, and Windows kind of tried to go a little too fancy and a little too intricate with their design.
There was no reason for them to change what was working. I understand the technology of it, but the face of it could have stayed the same, and it didn't, and it has been a nightmare for me. It's a pain.
Yep, and so Windows 10 is now running on more than 700 million devices, and if you have Windows 7, then you are going to run out on your extended support. You have to pay for that, and that support is still going to run out a year from now. So hopefully there will be some improvements to Windows 10 in the meantime, because a lot of people seem unhappy with it.
Number two, warnings. Here's Facebook once again.
Yep. If you're taking quizzes on Facebook, be very, very careful about the information that you put out there. The police department in Sutton, Massachusetts, have actually issued a scary post on their Facebook page this week warning social media users that those questionnaires are actually revealing a lot of personal information to scammers. So if you're going to play What's Your Elf Name or all those other cute little harmless, seemingly harmless games, be very, very careful. Do not give out your personal information, like, you know, answering your, you know, pet's name and all that stuff. It's just giving way too much information. Yep.
Speaking of bad news, number one, bad news for Apple and the stock department, at least for this week anyway.
Apple did have a pretty bad week, and the CEO, Tim Cook, said that that Apple now expects their revenue for the final quarter of 2018 to be $84 billion as opposed to $93 billion, and that has a lot to do with the tariff wars in China, and it's pretty much kind of all being blamed on that. But a lot of lackluster sales, too, for the iPhone. The new iPhone's not moving the way they thought it would.
They're expensive. Hello.
Very expensive.
It's too expensive. Yep, that's it. They've gone a little bit too far. Okay, that's the overview of the top five tech stories, courtesy of Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown.
The Top Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.